What's up, boss lady?
Hey.
Let everybody know who we talking to and what you do here and how you had to do so much to put this thing together.
It was pretty easy this time.
Yeah?
Lynn did most of the work.
Good. We like when you put Lynn to work.
So what do you want to talk about?
So if you want to tell us, for the listeners who may have not heard the original show when we was here.
Yeah.
Your name, what you do here, and what's some of your favorite things about working here at the hospital?
Well, that's a loaded question. Let's see. Okay, so I'm Rochelle. I'm the retail manager. I've been with this hospital for 30 years.
Woo! 30?
30 years, yep.
30.
I was very young when I started here.
How you doing? I'm good.
I think this is my 7th year as a manager.
Oh, okay.
What do I like about working here? I don't know. I like what I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's always a plus.
Yep. How big is your staff?
I have 9 people. Mm-hmm. Our department is about 40, though. 38 to 40.
Wow. Oh,
okay. We're down a lot of positions, so, you know, if people are looking for work, apply.
Okay. That's a big one. That's a big one.
Where would they go? Apply online?
Online. Yep. Yeah. We make it easy for you.
All right.
Yeah. And I'm fun to interview people. I take 5 minutes. That's it.
Oh, yeah? You can just tell right away?
Pretty much.
Yeah?
It's entry level, so you know.
Yeah. What's the turnover ratio here in your department?
It's not really high.
We
hire a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, like kids will come in, they'll work here for like a year or two, and then they go on to college or whatever, so we lose them.
Get that experience.
Like I said, I've been here 30 years, same department.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
No. There's one of the cooks in the kitchen. He's actually been here longer than me.
Wow, really?
In the 30 years that you've been here, talk about the growth that the department made. I know they're serving some different foods, but I mean, you know, this is a top level. You guys got some pretty good stuff here.
We've come a long way since like the lunch lady days. Yeah. You know, it used to be an actual like cafeteria where you came in and you know they just threw your food at you.
No, I remember.
Yeah.
I was born in this hospital.
Me too. Yeah. It's a shame. I'll probably die here. Right? Maybe in my office one day. Who knows?
It just got dark.
Yeah. But we have a new menu. It's a healthy hospital initiative. We're part of that.
Okay.
We're managed by Sodexo. Mm. So we use, like, you know, fresh ingredients, healthier foods. Like today when we ran the special when Dana was here, we did a grilled chicken and quinoa salad.
Okay.
Doesn't get any better than that.
It sounds fancy.
Yeah.
It is.
Quinoa.
You know, I mean, we still have basics. We have burgers.
Mm-hmm.
We want people to be comfortable here.
Okay.
My goal is when you come in here, you're comfortable. You have 30 minutes to have your lunch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want it to be happy, upbeat.
Yeah.
Let's face it, there's a lot of misery here. Mm-hmm. Unless you're having a baby.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Yeah.
There's no parking, so you come in there frustrated. Might as well get to eat.
Did you guys talk to Kristen at all?
No, I remember last time you told me to validate, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I got my ticket.
You can validate.
I don't know.
This
I drove around in a circle a few times, waving my fist like that, like the old guys. Like,
well, our CEO, he sends out a blog to keep us, you know, up on what's going on. And I guess the building across the street, the old Eden Park, that will be coming down, and that's going to be parking.
Oh, great!
And those offices are moving into the co-work building.
Oh, wow!
Yeah.
So, See that?
It's
I just got
better.
Us an exclusive.
Yeah, you did.
That has got us an exclusive. You heard it here first.
Yeah,
drive time.
I hope I didn't tell any secrets. Yeah. I mean, it's on a blog, so, right?
Yeah, it has to be true. Yeah. So, tell me about, have you ever had like a disgruntled customer?
All the time. Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
Okay, what I'm supposed to say is the customer is always right.
Okay, but before you finish, I was listening to Justin and Dana, and they said that the customer is not always right.
Right.
So, and she's in that field. You've been in the same field. So, is the customer always right?
No.
Okay.
I find out, but I find when people are complaining, it's not so much about them wanting to be right or wrong. They want you to listen to what.
Yeah.
To what they're saying. They want to know that you value, okay, their feedback or their complaint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I do try to address it, and I try to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you can't fix things.
Yeah. But, I mean, what's some of the craziest complaints you might have heard of? Or
Pricing.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, our pricing compared to other places.
Yeah.
You can't beat it here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not trying to compete with, like, the upscale restaurants, because we're not.
Yeah.
But, you know. But we serve good food. It's safe. You're not going to get sick. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all SurfSafe certified. We have a HACCP program. So you won't walk out of here and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the favorite dish here?
Well, everybody says they don't like fried food. Mm-hmm. But our fryer is our hardest worker, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, chicken wings, chicken tenders, chicken parmesan today. That's a popular one.
Okay.
And we bake it. We don't fry it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
When we design the menus for the week, we try to do, you know, healthy, vegetarian. We try to give something to everybody each day.
Mm-hmm.
So you remember how in school, like, Friday was pizza day and this day was that? Do you have, like, a day where you only serve a certain item where...
Taco Tuesday.
No. Yeah. No.
Okay.
The only set day is Thursday for pancakes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thursday morning is pancakes.
Do you have people that maybe aren't in the hospital, aren't visiting the hospital, but they come here because, you know, it's affordable, it's good food, stuff like that? So you do?
We have regular customers.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a couple that I'll call and I'll say, hey, we have this soup on today. Or, yeah.
Can't beat
do you guys know Turtle?
Yeah, of course.
Turtle's here every morning. He was here today. Sometimes he's here twice a day. Yeah.
Oh, that's
we have
awesome.
Quite a following.
Yeah, can't be.
You know,
that.
If anybody out there wants me to send menus to them, I'll email every week.
All right.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Anything that you guys got coming up besides the building getting tore down, the new parking lot, and all that that you might want to share with our listeners?
I think that signs went up today to not to announce the affiliation, but to reaffirm the affiliation with Albany Med. So I think the signs out front are changed. I haven't been out there to look at them yet.
All
I
right.
know that was one thing that was going on today. No, I don't really have anything else.
Well, I tell you what, you always treat us well.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy to be back. And one thing that I can personally say I really like about you is that when I see you outside of here, you're the same person. You know, you stop us, you talk to us. It's not like, oh, well, you're at the hospital. You know, hi, but nope. Mm-hmm. I remember we seen you at St. Mary's during the voting and stuff like that. I seen you. I don't know. Mm-hmm. He was a little excited, so I don't know what he saw.
Yeah, it was a good night for you.
Yeah, it was a good night.
Then I seen you at the, on January 1st. Mm-hmm. What was that? The, what is that?
The swearing in.
Yeah, the swearing in.
Swearing in, stuff like that. But you always take the time to stop and, you know, talk to us, acknowledge us, and I appreciate that.
Yes,
that,
genuine person.
Yeah, the funny thing is, though, I'll tell everybody I'm not a people person.
Well, you seem like it.
You seem like it.
Or I'm just special. Maybe it's me. Yeah, no, that's fine. I can live with that.
Listen, everybody's special, right?
Any shout-outs or anything that you want to give before you?
I don't know. I'm an old person. What's a shout-out?
just like a hey.
Wait a minute. Stay.
Hey, I don't know.
Stay. She knows what a shout-out is.
I'm just kidding.
She got you on that one.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to help out.
Listen, I treat people the way they treat me.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
There's too much misery and unhappiness out there.
Yeah.
Nah, I agree with you.
It costs nothing to be nice.
There it is.
I like
that's
that.
That's a fun fact of the day.
It costs $0 to be nice.
$0.
Yeah. All right. I'm poor, so that's all I got to give.
All right. Last thing, I'm just going to ask you to repeat the fact that you have openings here. Because if I tell somebody, it's like they heard it from somebody who heard it from somebody. Mm-hmm. But you are the boss.
Oh, go on our website.
Yep.
Each department has postings. I mean, there's hundreds of them on there. We're always looking for help.
Okay.
I mean, it's a good place, like I said, for kids to come in, work a couple years, and
get a little bit under their belt. Yeah,
yeah,
get something under their belt.
Plus, we train. We give skills, you know?
Yeah.
You can take this anywhere.
Can't beat that.
No, you can't.
Mm-hmm. Nope. All right. Thank you very much. And,
I'm going to work on my schedules. Did you all hear that?
Yeah.
I'm working on schedules.
Hear that?
They've bothered me for them.
All right.
Thank you.